One, two, three, one. Welcome to another Guitar Noise podcast. Today we're going to continue with our practical applications of all the things we've been learning up to this point. So get your guitars, get a pencil and paper, and we're going in just 1 second. In case you didn't gather from the introduction, we're going to switch over to 3/4 time for a little while, get some more practice on that. And we'll, again, start out very, very basic and try to add little bits and pieces along as we go. This particular piece is a traditional song. It's called The Streets of Laredo. Some of you may know it from the Johnny Cash well, his American recordings. I believe that it's on American Recordings 4. And if I'm wrong about that, I'm sure somebody will tell me. But I'm pretty sure that it is. Now, I, as you can tell, don't have Johnny Cash's voice, so I'm going to be putting this in a slightly different key. In the American Recordings 4 version, it is in the key of B flat. But I believe that the guitars there are using G as their primary thing, and they're capoing up on the third fret. We're just going to stay in regular G, not worry about the capos. So basically, the song, and you can see this on the Guitar Noise blog, it's going to go from G to D, from G to D. Three beats of each chord change for the first line. Second line is going to be G to C to G to D. Third line is going to be the same as the first line, G to D, G to D. And then the last line is going to be G to C to D to G. Again, each one of those chord changes is going to be three beats. We may stick on an additional measure or two of G at the very, very end in order just to give us something to go on to the second verses. Pretty much this chord pattern holds throughout. The only place where it's going to is in a little bit which we could call a chorus. In the Johnny Cash version, it's the fourth stanza and the last stanza, the one that starts with beat the drum slowly. But we're not going to even worry about that for this week, possibly. We want to work on our first part and see all the different things that we can try to do here. Even though it's only three chords, like what we were doing before, in fact, the same three chords, G, D, and C, we have, again, with 3/4 time, we have different considerations and different ways of filling our time and space because of the fact that every song is different, or relatively different, if you don't prefer absolutes. We want to try to make our fills and what we do with the spacing and how we follow along with the vocals appropriate to every song. This is obviously kind of a cowboy, country western song, much more in the western than the country part. So we're going to start out very, very sparse, and in fact we're just going to start out with a very basic bass strum where we're going to hit our root note for the first beat, and then a chord for the second and third beat. Very much a waltz, 1, 2, 3, or pa, pa, if you will. So for G, we hit our G note on the low string. 1, 2, 3 is the rest of the chord. 1, 2, 3. Doesn't get too much better than that. For D, we hit the D string. 1, 2, 3. And for C, we would hit the third fret of the A string. That's our root note. G. Now, some of you may wonder, oh my God, this is way too easy. But others of you may find this a challenge just to be sure that you're hitting your right bass string you write route note to get you going. And better yet, if you can do it without looking at what your fingers are doing. Because the more confidence you get with that, the easier it becomes as you go along. So, without further ado, and as always, pardon the vocals, especially as I try to find the note that I need to start with. All right, there we go. So, one, two. As I walked out on the streets of Laredo, as I walked out on Laredo one day, I spied a poor cowboy wrapped in white linen, wrapped in white linen, as cold as the clay. And we will probably take another extra beat or two there just to give us this breather in between that and the next verse. Okay? Let's try that all again. Nice, easy pace. You hanging with it so far? Okay. One, two. As I walked out on the streets of Laredo, as I walked out on Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy wrapped in white linen, wrapped in white linen, as cold as the clay. All right, not too bad for starters. Let's try two different things to get us going and kind of ease our way into it. The first thing is with our general strumming pattern. Instead of just going bass, chord, chord, I want to take the third beat and make it down and up. So it'd be one, two, three, and. One, two, three, and. Now, the other thing that I'm going to do, and this may seem a little weird, but we've talked about this before, is I'm actually going to use that and to pick up my fingers. So I'm going to try to just catch these top strings, which more often than not I want to try to get the B, the G, and the D. If I get the high E, that's okay. Those four notes are an E minor 7 or a G6, depending upon how you want to look at it, but they work in this particular format because they, you know, are notes of all three chords that are being used. Or some of them are notes in the chords that are being used. But it will give the guitar, even though it may not sound like we're being really, really clean, it's going to give the guitar a kind of push. It's going to make it sound like we're pushing the song forward a little bit instead of it kind of just lagging in one pace. You can hear I've got the clicks going big time. Anyway, along with this, at the very, very beginning, let's stick on our G chord for a little bit. And first measure will be the same as we've been talking about. We're going to go bass, one, two, three, and. Then, on the second measure, open A string. Hammer onto the second fret to get the B note. And that would be two and three. So we've got one, two, three, and. One, two, three, and. One, two, three, and. One, two, three. Because we're staying on the same chord, I am not lifting my fingers up off of the high string to change it. We'll do that in just a minute when we get to the other chords. But we'll use this as an introduction, and we'll also use it in between the verses to give us a fallback place just to catch our breath. Okay, have you got this? Good. So, We're going to do that twice, and then we're going to go from the G to the D to the G to the D and continue on. And this time, listen for how I pick my fingers up on the last half of the third beat in order to just kind of propel the song a little bit forward. It's really phenomenally minimal move, very subtle, but it will make a very nice difference in what we're doing. So, first four measures are going to be two times through the G that we just did. So here we go. One, two, three, our G. Now a hammer. And back to G. Then the hammer. Now our verse. So G, D, G, D, G, C, G, D, G, D, G and D again. Now G and C, D and regular G. Now our hammer. And G again, and our hammer, and another verse. So G to D, and G to D again. Now G to C, and G to D again. And G, D, and G to D again. Now G to C, and D, and regular G, and then a hammer. All right. Not too bad. Let's add a second, for lack of a better word, fallback strum. In this particular case, what we're going to have is all eighth notes. Down, up, down, up, down, up. But the first two would be our bass, and then up on either the G or the D string, depending upon, you know, what you feel more comfortable with. And for two, we're going to go down again. One and two and three and. So, down, up, single notes, chord down, skip that up. Down, up, three. One, and two, and three, and one, and two, and three, and one, and two, and three, and one. See, it doesn't really matter much as whether you catch the G string or the D string. That's the D. Here's the G. D again. And the G. Now let's add that with our hammer on for the second measure. One, and two, and three. For that, you see, we want to have that hammer and hang on to that in order to emphasize that particular part. So our first measure is one and two and three, and then our second measure is two and three and one and two and three. See how that they complement each other very, very nicely. Okay. Now, let's try going through the whole verse using these two particular patterns. Again, don't worry about which one you use. Be more worried about keeping the timing going. So if you sound slightly different than me, don't panic. That's not what it's about. You've gotten this far. You should know that. But I have to say it every single podcast. That's part of the contract. Okay? So be listening. See if you can catch where I'm doing the one strum, where I'm doing the two single notes for the first beat, and where I'm only using one, and then see whether or not it really mattered, okay? So, one, two, three, one. town on the streets of Laredo. As I walked out on Laredo one day, I spied a young couple wrapped in white linen, wrapped in white linen, as cold as the clay. As you can hear, it doesn't really matter whether or not I use one strum or the other, or whether I interchange them. And this should not be surprising, especially to you at this point in your strumming careers, okay? Now, let's make this even a little more interesting than we're doing. And a good place to start with that would be our bass lines. Now, we're going from G to D, back to G, and back to D. So what we've been doing is just hitting the root notes. Instead, on the first line, anyway, I want to go from G, and when I go to D, I'm just going to hit the open A string. Okay? A note is part of the D chord, so this would be technically D slash A. For those of you who are into these sorts of things, it's also the second inversion, in case you're interested in that. And then when we go to the next G, will be the streets of Laredo part. I'm going to do that A hammering on the open A string to get the B note. And so we will have a G slash B if you want. And then back down to the D slash A. So our bass note is going to go from G to A to B and then back to A. So it would sound, and again, we'll just start right where the vocals come in, as I walked out on the streets of Laredo. Okay, let's do that again. One, two, as I walked out on the streets of Laredo. Not so bad. Way to go. Let's try that one more time. One, two. As I walked out on the streets of Laredo. Cool. And back to G as I walked out. And then we have C, G, and D. Now, here we can have a little bit more fun. We're going from G to C. We know that in our heads right now. G, A, B, C. So maybe what I want to do, instead of going back down to G at the start of the second line, is go back up to B so that I can go from the A, the D slash A at the end of the first line, to a G slash B at the beginning of the second line, to C. Let's see how that sounds. So I'm going to start in the first line again. As I walked out on the streets of Laredo. Now up to the B. As I walked out on Laredo, to G and to D. Do I like that? I don't know. Let's try that again. This time, a little bit more up to speed, just to see how it sounds. So, one, two. As I walked out on the streets of Laredo, as I walked out on Laredo one day. Now, question is, do I like that? And my answer is, yeah, kind of. It doesn't really thrill me one way or the other, but it is interesting and it does work. So that's something to keep in the back of my head. Now, why? Mostly because if you look at this song, you can see that there's 1, 2, 3, 4 stanzas before we get to the chorus part, which will be slightly different. And then 2 more after that. So we're going to end up playing the same part six different times. And being able to have slightly different ways of playing it will make it a lot more interesting than just doing the same thing over and over. So this is something to hang on, maybe keep it for a little bit later on in the song, or maybe in the middle, I don't know. That will be just something to see what happens. So let's try it again, though, to make sure that we've got it. Okay. First two lines. And let's also try it in the last two, because that's going to make it go in the last line. We would be wrapped in white linen. Our wrapped would be G/B. Wrapped in white linen will be C. And then we'd have D, old as the clay. That could be very, very nice. So let's give it a try. Slow it down a little bit. And also, before we forget it entirely, let's throw our introduction in there too. So, one, two, three, one. As I walked out on the streets of Laredo, as I walked out on Laredo one day, I spied a poor cowboy wrapped in white linen, wrapped in white linen, as cold as the clay. Let's try that again, shall we? As I walked out on the streets of Laredo, as I walked out on Laredo one day, I spied a poor cowboy wrapped in white linen, wrapped in white linen, as cold as the clay. How'd you do? All right. Now, as I said, this is certainly something that we can do. I'd like to try something else, and you'll have to forgive my memory here, because I don't know if we've done this before or not. So if we haven't, then this isn't one of those things that's part of what we covered before. But it's fairly simple. On the last line, we've got that wrapped in white linen as cold as the clay. We're starting with our G or our G/B, depending on how you want to look at it. Then we're going to C. So we got 1, 2, 3, C. Now, believe it or not, I want to borrow something from Neil Young, who undoubtedly borrowed it from who knows where. And what I'm going to do on my next beat when I'm going to the D is I'm actually going to start with my C chord. I'm going to hang on to that C chord. I'm going to hit the note on the A string on the third fret. That's our C root note. I'm going to hit it and slide it up two frets, where it becomes a D. And I'm going to bring the rest of the chord with me. So now my middle finger is on the fourth fret of the D string, which makes it F sharp, by the way. And my index finger is on the third fret of the B string, which is B. Now, I can just play what I've got there. It's technically a D, 11. Okay. I'm not really worried about that, all right? But it does sound nice. What also sounds nice, if I add my pinky on the fifth fret of the G string, that's a C note, which makes where my fingers are a D7, and then by adding the high E string is a D9. And no, there's not a test on this later, so don't panic about that, okay? But it just is a nice very easy way to come up with a D7, D9 kind of chord to get us back to a G. So, if I haven't lost you in the explanation so far, let's go back and try that again. We're on G to start with, or G/B, depending upon whether or not you like the bass note. So, it's 1, 2, 3. Now we're going to C. 1, 2, 3. Now, on the next one, I'm going to shove my whole C chord up, but I'm only going to worry about the bass note for starters. So, it's 1... And I'm dropping my pinky down to get that C7 shape. Okay. There's the rest of that chord. And then back to G. Okay. This time a little bit with less explanation and more keeping in time. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, C. Hit and slide. Let's try that again. G, C, hit and slide. G. And again. G, C, hit and slide. And G. So that would be wrapped in white linen, as cold as the clay. Now let's try that one more time for good measure. 1, 2, 3. Wrapped in white linen, as cold as the clay. Okay. Let's make sure you're good with that and try it from the top. 1, 2, 3, and 1. As I walked out on the streets of Laredo, as I walked out on Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy wrapped in white linen, wrapped in white linen, as cold as the clay. Try again. As I walked out on the streets of Laredo, as I walked out on Laredo one day, I spied a poor cowboy wrapped in white linen, wrapped in white linen, as cold as the clay. Alright, let's try one more little touch in the time we have left. At the end of the second line, we're on D. Laredo one day. And then we're going to be hitting G to start out the second line. And I'd like to kind of lead into that G by using the F sharp note, which is on the second fret of your low E string. And I'm either going to grab that with my thumb or with my middle finger and then slide it over to get the G bass note for the beginning of the third line. So that would be Laredo 1, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So that's 1, 2, 3, 1. And the second line is I walked out on Laredo one day. See how that goes? So that's something that you can work on for next time. And speaking of next time, we'll be seeing you in 2 weeks, okay?